Hello, everyone. And I have a very exciting guest that has sat down and is going to join us for the next 30 to 40 minutes. And I love this woman's energy. I love her vitality. And I love what she is committed to. And for all the sisters on the line, this call is really, really for you. It's for our brothers, too. But there's a conversation for our sisters that we're really going to dive into. The woman I'm about to introduce is the owner of Deep in the Roots Natural Hair Salon. She has been a natural hairstylist for 20 years. So she has been doing this a long time, actually over 20 years. She's the creator, and I want you to hear this, the creator of Natural Essence, a line of natural hair products for helping your hair grow healthy and strong. She is the director, the executive director of Creating New Images, a nonprofit organization that serves in the area of health, beauty, and self-esteem building and entrepreneurship. So she is in, she's got her hands in a little bit. But I love this. Her belief is, her philosophy is that beauty begins from the inside out. So please welcome to our conversation, Ms. Roshanda Hope. I call her Miss Ray. I think everybody calls her Miss Ray. Welcome, Miss Ray.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. Are you doing fine?
I am doing fabulous. I'm doing really, really well. And, you know, we met at a meeting, and instantly I knew that we were going to do some wonderful things together. And here we are.
Likewise. Your spirit is awesome. Your energy is phenomenal.
You know, and I remember because, you know, you rolled in, you know, your business attire, sat down, and then you dropped some questions. I was like, damn, who is that? Then you asked some more questions. I was like, who is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
This is my life. This is my love.
It totally is. And I love the way you approach it. So we're gonna talk about hair. We're going to talk about hair care, but I think what's really cool is we're going to talk about nutrition and hair care, and then we're going to talk about, and then we're probably going to talk about a little bit of beliefs and values around our hair as Black people and Black women. So,
okay.
Before we jump into the conversation, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am 43 years young. I have 5 children and 3 grandchildren. I knew at the age of 7 years old that I had a passion and love for nutrition and just caring and helping people. My mom then thought that I was going to grow up and be a doctor because at the age of 7, I asked for a set of encyclopedias because I was always looking and reading and wanting to heal people. So she would let me experiment on my family. She would take me at that time. It was Epic Drugs, so she'll let me find the cure. She'll take me to the drugstore to get the stuff, and I'm, like, healing my family of colds and stuff like that. But at the same time, I found myself braiding my daughter's hair and braiding my sister's hair, and my mom asked me, who taught you how to do this? I was like, I don't know. I was just like, I just did it, and it's like, throughout my life and growing up with always finding this love for, you know, just being healthy. My grandmother had a garden in the city up until she died in 1985. And I always went back and forth from Dallas to Navasota is where her family is from. And all my family down there had gardens. They raised their own animals. We had watermelon pastures. So I've always been around, you know, a healthy type of lifestyle. Even for those that ate meat, they grew it. They knew what they was feeding it. So just throughout life, the universe has just kept me in that impact of health and wellness as it relates to hair. And my mom told me that I couldn't go into hair because it wasn't a real job. So I went off to college, and I worked in the mortgage industry for all these years. But at the same time, I always on the side learned more, took herbology classes, just continuously learn more about herbs and always did hair. I ended up going to cosmetology school to get my license, and one of my professors ended up dying of skin cancer. When I asked them at the school what happened, they said, oh, she was being hard-headed, putting her hand in the relaxer without using gloves. At that very moment, a light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, and if she was putting her hand in the relaxer without using gloves and she contracted skin cancer, then what the heck is happening to us that's getting that relaxer put on our scalp? So I didn't immediately go cold turkey, but it did send me into an extensive research of trying to figure out what was the correlation between chemicals and, you know, our scabs and our health and all that. So that brought me to where I am today in totally having a salon that's chemical-free, really understanding that beauty begins from the inside out. You have to be healthy on the inside. You have to be eating correctly, because the nutrients that are fed to your dermis, to your hair follicles, is what allows you to have healthy hair. My mom was a diva. She was on perm, relaxed, and she ate a really horrible diet, but she looked good from outside. But that, with her dying so early, and I knew that she was so entangled with being beautiful, that sent me on a whole nother extensive journey to making sure I totally focused on holistic hair care. And, you know, my mom died at 57. That's entirely too young to die. So I'm really on this thing of, is your beauty worth dying for? And that gets me engulfed to be able to help people. And that is the really other edge that pushed me to becoming a part of Isogenics, being able to find a wholesome program that's vegan, dairy-free, where I can continuously help the clients cleanse their system from the chemicals, from the relaxer, and get them started on a fresh journey so that we can produce and grow healthy hair if it has not totally been damaged from not knowing. We don't know what we don't know. But when we, I am committed to giving information. Even if one is not ready to receive it, I'm still going to give the information in a way to one day in a dream, while they sleep or while they daydreaming, that light will go off and they will truly understand that we are created in such a way that we are magnificent. And if you understand your nutrition and you understand who you are and you know thyself and you love yourself, you will always be able to maintain a healthy lifestyle and a head full of beautiful hair.
Wow, wow. I love it. Is your hair worth dying for? Question to everyone that's listening. And the whole concept, and this is one of mine, that beauty begins on the inside out. Now, one thing you said, so just so everyone caught this, so you were in school studying to get your license. Your professor died, and they said it was because she was hard-headed, and she kept sticking her hand in that relaxer. And light bulb moment for you, because you're like, if it's the hand, what happens to all of us that put it on our head? Now, I'm not one of those us, just so you know, I'm a natural girl. What does happen? What is the impact of going to the hairdresser and getting, you know, the perm on your scalp, on your hair, month after month after month?
Well, what happens with that is that our skin is our biggest organ. So whatever goes on that skin, whether it's your hand, your arms, your scalp, it absorbs into your body. So if you're going to get a relaxer, a dupe, hair dye, whichever chemical that you're using, if you're doing that every 4 to 6 weeks, then you have to understand the level of toxicity that is going inside of your body. The pH level of a hair relaxer is probably around about 14. That's too high. That's so acidic that when it goes inside of your body, when it's on your scalp, it's burning. So I know you've seen the commercials or people told you that they're getting a relaxer and their scalp is burning and they just trying to take it. No, take it, because your hair got to get straight because it's so nappy. So we got all these myths and these phobias of why we do what we do, but at the same time, it's so detrimental because your body cannot become out of balance at a dis-ease unless it's full of toxicity. So when you constantly are putting toxins in your body, then your body is breaking down, your organs are breaking down. And doctors, westernized medicine, want to look at everything as a part. But no, when one organ gets affected, now your whole body is at a disease, it's out of balance. So we have to understand that everything work as a whole. So don't mistreat one aspect of your body thinking that, oh, well, it's not going to affect this. Because once that chemical has entered into your bloodstream, it's going to start affecting other parts of your body. Because it's like a person that has lung cancer. Well, it don't necessarily mean that they smoke cigarettes or something like that. What that means is that the liver toxicity built up around that lung area, and that's the organ that got affected the most. So as that chemical is floating around your body, wherever it decides to reside or stop it, then that's the organ that's going to be affected. That's why scientifically it says that African-American women lead the nation with breast cancer, uterine cancer, fibroids, blood disease, aneurysm, because we use that chemical at such a high dosage that it's affecting and intoxicating our body.
Wow. Now I'm sure there's people listening going, what? This is truly what's going on. And you know, one of the reasons I really wanted to interview you was that this is such vital information. Now, you know, and I just want your opinion here, your thoughts. But I have my own. So here we are, you know, this is a billion-dollar industry, right? All the stuff that we put on our hair, chemical after chemical after chemical, from the relaxers to the moisturizer, to the this, to that, to this. And you're saying that all that's being absorbed, and the impact is disease, the impact is illness, the impact is challenge. Why do you think that we are so obsessed, committed, you know, I know people, I know women that will, you know, go without in order to get their hair relaxed. Why is that so important? Why is that so key?
Well, you know, when we look at our history, you know, we have to understand in life this is the way things work. Everybody strives to find greatness inside of them. But when you have a society and a world around you that shows that beauty is conducive to looking like someone else, then you begin to question, why am I created like this? Why do I look like this? You know, we got a whole history of where our ancestors had to endure slavery. And they, and to look at your slave master or the person that has the control, the person that has the power, does not look like you. So you begin to want to change things about yourself because you want to feel great. You want to feel empowered. And you will go at any means necessary to feel that sense of greatness. So that's the result of what we have today. You was beaten. You know, different things was happening. You was told your hair was ugly. It was nappy. You would never be successful. So they have equated natural hair, which is that God gave that to you. And I tell people, every 4 to 6 weeks, you are fighting an unbeatable battle because that new growth is going to come in. And then you go and you put relaxing. The new growth comes back because that it's claiming its kingly throne. That is empowering for hair, that no matter how much you relax it, it's going to come back every 4 to 6 weeks. So we have fell into this vicious cycle of wanting to look beautiful because society, the media, those who have the power, who control the land, who control the world, they have it up straight. You know, they have straight hair. We have kinky hair. So as a kid, it's embedded within us. If you want to be great, then you have to look another way. So we spend billions of dollars trying to look like and imitate people who really don't care about us. And so we have to get to the sense of where we say, when we face ourselves in a mirror and we say, you know, the Creator, whatever you relate to Him as, God, the universe, the Most High, you have to say to yourself, that was not a mistake made when He created me like this. We have to understand that our S-curl pattern, we are the only people on earth who has an S-curl pattern like that. And our S-curl pattern is structured exactly like our DNA. You understand? So we have to begin to research and understand What is the power behind our external pattern that scales the world? Why is everybody so fearful of it? And we have to come to the grips that if I don't know who I am and I don't understand who I am and I don't love myself, then it's going to be hard for me to look at another sister or brother whose hair resembles mine or whose skin resembles mine and love them. And that's where we have this breakdown of unity and working together. Because I cannot work with someone who looks like me and I hate myself. And that's why we spend countless dollars on trying to look like someone else, because in our minds, it has been portrayed to us that that's what greatness is, that that's what creativity is, that that's what being this person that's going to be able to conquer the world is looking something totally contrary to what we look like.
You know, brilliantly, brilliantly said. And I love the analogy that it's a losing battle, right? Because it grows back every single month, and it grows back exactly the way you're running from, right? It'll always have that S-curl. It'll always be kinky. It'll always be your you, but yet you run from it. I love the way you said that. And you know, it's funny because I was speaking with my hairdresser. Her name's Barbara. Barbara's with my Jamaican sister, Nat. And she does natural hair too. And she said to me, she said, "Do you realize that we're the only people who have to identify our hair as natural, like natural hair?"
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "Why do we do that? Natural hair, right? You don't hear any other group of people going, 'Is that your natural hair?'"
Exactly. Because what grows up out of your root is your hair. So why do I got to keep telling you that this is my natural hair? You see what I'm saying?
And for me, it was a realization that we use anything and honor anything but our natural hair. So when you rock your natural hair, people are like, is that yours? I remember when I cut my locks about 2 years ago, and I remember people would continually come up to me because my locks were like down my back and sort of thing, and they'd say to me, "Next time you go to the hairdresser, you should ask her to add more hair to that so it's longer." And I'd be like, "What?" And it was not even in their mind that the possibility was that this is my hair.
Right.
And I found that fascinating because it had to be time and time and time again. And when I was wearing locks when I first started, not many people were wearing them. So it was an anomaly, but people actually thought it was something that I added to my hair because the relationship that we have with Black women and their hair is we add straightened perm, but it sure as heck isn't ours if it looks good.
Right, and people so used to African American women not being able to grow. Like I tell people, your hair cannot grow if you're always combing it out. Hair is not meant to be combed every day. And you know when you find the women that want to wear the weaves and stuff like that, they forget that they have hair up under there, and so they grow without putting any type of moisture on it. They don't shampoo it properly like they need to, and then when they remove the extensions or take off the wigs and the weaves, then they have desecrated their own head. You know, you have to remember that, like, people don't understand the correlation between nutrition and their diet. Y'all, beauty begins from the inside out. You cannot keep putting external things on your head and then expect that that's what's going to solve the problem. It's funny, again, I always have... I didn't hear you.
I want to stop you a minute because you're saying some key things. So I want to just stop and talk a little bit about what we add to and put on our hair. So you know, there's the braiding and you know, and right. I watch the braiding that's so tight. I'm like, are you pulling your hair out of your scalp?
Oh my god!
So there's that.
Yes.
There's the braiding in terms of adding extra hair, and it's so heavy that, oh my god, that must hurt. There is the weave. There's all sorts of things to be add in to make it look anything, but it's not. And I don't think that people realize the cost of that addition. And you alluded to it in terms of you can't take care of, like, people forget what's under there. Talk a little bit about the cost of that around our health and our hair health.
Okay. So generally what happens is, like, whenever someone comes to Deep in the Roots, you have to do a consultation first. And what I have found since I've been in this industry, a lot of people don't do that. You can go to a lot of these shops and they just, you just come straight in and then they start doing your hair. Well, that's not good, you know. So when you're out looking for a stylist and stuff, you need to make sure that they want to come in and get to know you, get to know your hair, so that they can be doing the best thing for your hair and make sure that they put in the right fiber on your hair to see if your hair can hold that. What happens is that a lot of people go and get extensions, and a lot of these stylists don't know tension control. And what I mean about that is that they're putting too much pressure when adding the extension to your hair roll, where they're snatching all your hair follicles out. You may not readily see it, but when you remove the hair extension, it's taking out all that square of hair that they just added hair onto. Microbraids. Some people go and get extensions on just about 3 strands of hair, and then when they finish, all their whole edge line is completely gone. So you have to know hair in order to know what type of fiber can be added to the hair. You have to make sure that the client is not allergic to the hair. You have to make sure that that fiber is not so stiff that it won't cause too much friction on the natural hair where it's actually cutting it. People can put extensions on your hair, and if the fiber is too much friction, when you take out the extension, it will be done cut half of your hair in half because it's rubbing. And God forbid you're not putting any moisture. You have to spray moisture onto your extension. What happens is when you do that, it absorbs into the extension onto your hair. That way your hair keeps the amount of moisture that is needed so that friction is not caused between the extension fiber and your natural hair. So with my Natural Essence line, because I saw that that was being an issue, I created a sheen spray. It's olive oil-based with other essential oils that lock in moisture. So my clients that wear braids and weaves and extensions, they spray the sheen spray on their braids or in between their hair weaves on their scalp so that their hair is keeping moisture. The women that are wearing wigs, because their stocking cap is rubbing and they're not keeping moisture along their hairline and around that nape, think what happens. If something is continuously rubbing against your hair, it's causing heat. So when it builds up that heat, it's burning and cutting out your hair. So you have to keep a coolness between the extensions and your hair and between those stocking caps in your hair where it keeps the cooling sensation when your hair is not being burnt out or the friction is causing it to break out. That's why you find a lot of women that are wig wearers totally lose their edges and their perimeters.
Wow. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, all our white audience, people are listening, they're probably going, damn, that sounds like a lot of work. I'm tired already. Tired. You know?
And you know what, in catch-22 to that is that, like, African Americans, they wear a lot of relaxers. But the Caucasian and the Hispanic women, they wear a lot of perms. So what it is relaxers relax the hair to make it straighter. Perms make the hair curly. So we got an issue that's across the board, because even though African-American women deal with their issues of wanting their hair going from curly to straight, you have the Caucasian women wanting their hair to go from straight to curly. So even though we use it at such a high rate, they're facing some of the same issues because they dye their hair a lot, because they take their hair from being dark pigment to wanting it to be a lighter pigment of bronze. So they cause them some of the same detriment. And believe it or not, Caucasian women wear weaves a lot more than African Americans, because they do the extensions and the clips in their hair. So we're dealing with the same issue of beauty, but it's more magnified with African-American women because we are the ones faced with a lot of diseases and ailments because we go overboard. And we're using a lot of glue, quick weaves and all that. And that glue, think about it, Suzanne. If you put glue on your scalp, what's going to happen?
Oh, I would imagine something will build up with that
glue. Glue on your scalp, exactly. And it's going to pull up whatever it just attached to. And so you find a lot of women that are causing alopecia to kick in because you are causing detriment to your scalp. You know, seldomly when we are dealing with the hair loss from those things, you know, we have self-causing. You know, some hair loss is hereditary, male or female pattern baldness, which is inherited sometimes. Sometimes it has to do with your aging, emotional stress, or, you know, certain weight loss, poor nutrition. It can be a hormonal change with pregnancy or menopause, medication. But the main thing that causes alopecia to kick in with African-American women is the stress that you're putting on yourself from hair extension, weaves, quick weaves, lace front weaves. Oh, let me stop right there. Suzanne, I've never in my life tried to figure out why African-American women feel that God put our hairline in the wrong place. How is it that you go get a lace front and then you put this hairline where you want it to be? I haven't figured that one out. You let somebody else create a hairline for you, and then you go put it on, and you like, hey, I'm on point now. There's some things I don't get because especially the Asian community studies us to such an extent that they're making so much money off of us and have literally shut out that factory of the beauty supply and the extension hair industry has been closed off to African-American people, and we're the one of the big consumers with that industry. But they study us to figure out what we like, and they create this hair, and we just go running by. We don't ask no questions. We don't try to figure out where the hair come from. We just go and get it. We got so many African-American women that will spend so much money to go back to wear this Malaysian hair, and this is like, really? What's wrong with your hair? Because our hair is so versatile. Our hair can go from kinky, we can blow it out to make it straight, we can roller set it to make it curlier, we can cornrow it to make it have a loose, relaxed. Our hair can go from one state to two or three, four other states without us even putting chemicals. But Suzanne, we don't know what we don't know. So that's why we have to get in someone.
And, you know, and what's really nice, and I love the segue right here, is you're seeing a trend and a move back to, quote, natural hair, to, you know, to me, it's just to my hair, right? And mm-hmm. you know, I tried that perm situation for about 2 years in my life when I was young, and I figured out real early, this can't work for me. One was, first of all, I'm going to go every week and you're gonna burn me up. No, that's not happening because I don't like pain. And two was the maintenance was insane. Like, this was just too much work. So I've worn my hair natural since I was in my early 20s. And mm-hmm. and when I first started, people thought, I remember people saying, oh my gosh, you've cut off all your beauty. And I'd be like, what do you mean? Because I wore my hair short when I first started because I had to cut it off. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, my goodness, are you going to leave your hair like that? Well, yeah. And it was amazing, all the stereotypes and all these things that I faced as I went back to wearing my hair natural. Because luckily I had a mom who did not allow us to do anything with our hair but braid it until we were. Mm-hmm. So my first perm was in my 20s and then my last perm was in my early 20s. So it was a very short-lived process. What we're seeing today is women go moving back to their hair, unaltered, no chemicals. But what's really interesting is they're also learning the versatility and how to care for our hair. And I think that's a big thing. You know, I twist my hair, I do all sorts of things. And every time I do my hair, and I do it at home, I'll have some time to go and go, oh my gosh, who did that for you? And I'd be like, I did. And they'd be in awe. And the awe is just because they don't know. They just don't know. And it's simple.
Exactly. And that's why I do a lot of workshops, you know, here at the salon. And then, you know, I travel and people have me come out because I cannot do everybody's hair. I don't want to mm-hmm. do everybody's hair. I will be exhausted beyond measure. And that's why I like to come out in intimate settings. You know, like we used to do the natural instances party where I'll take some of my salads and people will host it at their homes, and they will bring about 10 to 15 women, and we will bring a product line. I would bring two stylists with me, and we would show them demonstrations, and we would let them sit around, and they would do each other's hair, showing them how to deal with it, how to do simple, quick styles so you're not stressed out with trying to do your hair all day. Because once people learn and understand how to deal with the texture of hair that they have, it makes the journey of dealing with their own hair so pleasurable, you know, and so inviting that they want to do nice things to their hair. But when you have had a traumatizing experience with your hair, someone combing it out the wrong way or using the wrong product, then you shun from even wanting to have that experience. So we have to make this more inviting to people. We have to do the workshops and show them how to love their hair again and show them what products work, what products don't work. And it's like we have to invite them to flirt with their hair again and fall in love with it again.
I love that. Flirt with your hair and fall in love. And, you know, and really when you do, there's so much to do. Like I truly enjoy my natural hair. And I think one of the things, you know, my big joke is I'm going to wake up and we're going to see what my hair is going to do today. Cause it really does have a personality of its own. And I'm okay with it. Cause you know, some days it's rocking one thing, and some days it's laid down really proper, and other days it's just wild. But I love the diversity and personality and the fun in it. You talk about, your beauty begins from the inside out. And I want to really talk about nutrition and hair. And because I think that as people in general, Black women, Black men, but I think right across the board, there's a real disconnect between nutrition and your hair, nutrition and your skin, nutrition and your nails. I think that we're so conditioned to what we put on and what we do, that we don't look at what we put in and how it shows up on the outside. So can you spend a little time around that?
Okay, so what people don't understand is there is a direct link between good health and real beauty. Your hair is an indicator of general good health. So if you meet someone, their hair is dry and it's brittle, that person is dehydrated. So if that person starts consuming more water, then that water will be filtered from the inside to the dermis, to the hair follicle, and then now this person don't have dropped little hair with a little notch at the end of it. Everything is a direct correlation. What happens on the inside is a direct reflection of what's happening on the outside. If you start losing hair at the nape of your head, then you have issues with your liver and your gallbladder. You understand? If you start losing hair at the top middle part, that's dealing with your blood, your circulatory system, your small intestines, and your heart, and your cholesterol. So the outside of your body is letting you know that your inside is out of balance. So if you are feeding yourself wholesome food, then it's going to feed out and filter back out to your organs and to your skin and to your hair. Vibrancy, letting you know that, hey, everything on the inside has checked out, and my outside is letting you know I'm an A+. When you got all this stuff going on the outside, you got acne on your face, that's letting you know that you have an over excess of mucus and toxins in your body. When you have dandruff coming out of your scalp, that's an over excess of mucus. Mucus is oozing out of your body, out of your skin. So, you know, the cleanse that Isagenix has is great. You're removing all the toxicity and the mucus, all of that out of your body. MSM, that's great for removing mucus. Any type of inflammation herb will remove all that mucus and toxins out of the body, because the body breaks down when it has an over excess of mucus. You cannot get a building for a disease unless you got an over excess of mucus or toxicity. So people have to understand that, you know, there are specific foods that promote strong, healthy hair. You are what you eat. If you're sitting up eating donuts every day with all this sugar, saturated fat, your hair and your fingernail is the last to get any nutrients. So if you are already eating a malnourished diet, then your hair is going to suffer. Your hair is going to break. It's only going to grow to a certain extent, and then it won't grow anymore. It's not going to glow. You're not going to have that vibrant, look about your hair. And you constantly spend money becoming a product junkie because you're trying to find something external to fix something that's internally because your body is malnourished. If you're not giving your body the right nutrients, the right herbs, the right minerals, you're not putting enough zinc in your body. You're depriving yourself. And so your hair is the most important indicator to let you know that your body is at a disease, that your body is out of balance. That's why hair is so important. Our hair is on every organ in our body, Suzanne. Our hair is in our nose. Our hair is in our throat, is our villa. So when we digest food, when we ingest the food, it's able to filter to go down into our esophagus and down into our stomach and then passes out through our colon. Our hair is centered around our egg. When you carry a baby, because hair is on all your organs, the doctor will tell you, do not relax your hair or perm your hair or use chemicals while you're pregnant. And so you have most women that will not use chemicals while they're pregnant. Now, why the doctor is telling you that is because he is fully aware that every organ on your body and every gland on your body is covered with hair because hair is a sensor. Hair sends messages from the inside of your body to the outside of your body to your brain. Signals, because everything is energy, comes from the universe. It filters back through your body, and the hair is the sensors that let you know if any kind of harm or anything is coming your way. So when you relax your hair and that chemical goes on your skin, down into your body, that relaxer goes to every organ in your body because the relaxer, the sodium hydroxide, only knows to find hair. So if you're relaxing your hair while you're pregnant, then that relaxer continuously goes to the egg that's covered with hair that's protecting your baby. That's why scientifically it has been shown that if you are a hair relaxer, if you're using chemicals while you're pregnant, that's why the baby can come out with chemical imbalances and have disorders. Because you have relaxed your hair every 4 to 6 weeks while you were pregnant for 9 months, and that relaxer and that chemical was penetrating your egg, and it was releasing chemicals into that baby.
Wow.
That's
how
important our hair is.
This is such important information, because, when most people have a challenge with their hair, they will go and buy a new product. My hair is dry. Let me go buy a new product. My hair is too oily. Let me go buy a new product. My hair is breaking. Let me go buy a new product. But they're buying a new product for external. And what you're saying is that's your body telling you something's off. And it's not to go more on your hair, it's to actually go and find out nutritionally what that means and take care of it.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Suzanne. Your hair is showing you, if we could wake up every morning and unzip our stomach and examine the inside of our bodies, that would be okay, but we cannot. So our head is the closest thing to the universe. It's so important that our hair is our mirror to the inside of our body. So when you got a dysfunction in the head, like on the left side of your head by your ears, that lets you know that there's an out of balance with your lungs, your large intestines, and your respiratory system. So instead of trying to go running by a product to try to make that hair grow on those sides, you need to go and get an exam, or you may need to go and do a mucus flush to make sure that your lungs are all right. Or you may need to start drinking more water to flush your body out. You need to go and figure out, why is there an imbalance in my lungs and in my respiratory system? If you're smoking cigarettes or something, you may need to cut the cigarettes because that is clogging and making a paste in your arteries. You know what I'm saying? So the outside is letting you know that, hey, if you're missing her at the top area, you need to stop eating all that pork and eating salt, because now your arteries are being clogged and your circulatory system is off, and now you have hypertension. You understand? So your head is telling you, it's trying to tell you, please stop, help, help me, help. There's a problem on the inside. But because we're not in tune with our bodies, we're not in tune with who we are, we miss the signals, and then now it's gotten so out of proportion that now we have to have surgery. Now we have to be on 20 medications a day because we don't listen and we don't see the signals. We don't see the signs when it's early on. But this is the thing that I say to people, Suzanne. We shouldn't need those signs and symbols. We need to love ourselves enough to where we know what to give our body so that we don't ever have to encounter an imbalance. Someone asked me, I did a radio show the other day, and someone said, I've been eating this way all my life, and I'm 50 years old, and now I just got stricken with diabetes. And I said, yeah. Okay, so what happens with that is this. You can keep eating a poor diet, but guess what happens? After a while of eating such a poor, malnourished diet, your body breaks down, and it has nothing left in it to heal itself. Your cells won't regenerate anymore. Your body is just so exhausted because you have brought so much assault against your body that it can't even heal itself. If we feed our body the right nutrients, if we give our body the right amount of water, the right minerals, everything that things that our body needs, it will continuously heal itself. So you may not readily see that your body is being under attack, but one day when you least suspect it, when you have not fed your body a malnourished diet, that body is going to break down on you. You're going to be like, oh, I've been doing fine. No, you didn't feel fine, because if you probably was obese, you probably was getting headaches, your stomach was probably protruding. So those are already signs there that something was out of balance in your body. But the world has made us believe that being sick is okay. If you're not at a healthy weight, y'all, then something on the inside is being destroyed. Even though you can't see it, do not get to the point to where you don't know. And it's okay not to know. But every day, try to get enough information and try to ask. Don't be scared to ask, but make sure that you have enough energy every day, that you're functioning in a healthy way, and that your body is not feeling fatigue and stuff. But we have to get informed, because our nutrition is directly connected to us having a head full of healthy hair, having healthy skin, having a healthy mindset. All that has to do with your food, because food is a chemical. You're either going to have a negative reaction from it or a positive reaction. Make sure that you're putting foods in your body that are earth-related. You know, we got to make sure that the things that we're eating are safe for the earth. If they're safe for the earth, then that means that they're safe for you to consume.
Wow. You know, so well said. And you know, it's interesting because you know, when I go to my hairdresser, and she looks at my hair, she says to me, you know, you actually have new hair coming in, and she goes, that is like almost impossible at your age, and she actually says it's a sign of how healthy you are. Like, my hair is thick, it grows, and my hairline, you know, I joke that I don't have a forehead. Right, because my hairline comes down that low, you know, but that's an indication of my health. And you're absolutely right. I can tell what's going on with me by my hair, by my skin, by, you know, whether my skin is dry or not, all those things. But it is really staying connected to your body. It is not waiting for some
a scale or something outside of you to tell you that something needs to change. It's you actually doing your own research on a regular basis. When you wash your face, take some time and look. When you wash your hair, take some time and look. When you wash your scalp, take some time and look. If you're getting dandruff, yeah. Don't go buy something that just, you know, masks the dandruff. It's like, what's causing it? That's what you're really asking us. If it's breaking, what's causing it?
Yeah, we have to be so in tune with ourselves that we know when something is not right. And our body gives us all the signals. Our body gives us all the signals. We just ignoring it. We are ignoring them.
You know, it's interesting because one of the biggest things when I teach my course, we teach a course called Fit, Fab, and Fun through Heart Zone. And one of the things I ask people to throw away their scales or put their scales aside during the process of this course. And the reason I do that is I go, why is it necessary for you to step on a scale and have a number tell you you're doing well? I mean, and let's just think this through. Why do you need the number on the scale to either make or break your day? Whereas if you stay connected to self and you stay connected to who you are, the mirror can tell you, doing well, doing not so well, right?
Yes.
And to me, I go, my mirror is my mirror. It reflects back to me the state to which I'm in, right? I can look in the mirror and go, ooh, I'm up about 3 pounds. And people think that's crazy. No, I can tell.
Yes.
Right? I can tell exactly when my weight's on point because my acostals and my abs are different. I can see them. When they start to disappear, we got a problem. When they start to fade, we have a problem. You know, I can tell by the dryness in my skin how I'm doing. I can tell by the backs of my ears. You know, one of my things is as soon as I get dryness at the back of my ears, it's and I'm like, oh, indicator. It is really, you're absolutely right, is being present. How, you know, my feet, cold feet, dry feet, all those things I'm learning are my body saying, oh, you know what? You need more water. You need more of this. You need more of that. Your circulation needs to be better. And before I used to just say, oh, well, I just have cold feet and cold hands. No, not necessarily.
Right. If anything is happening to your body that hasn't been happening, that's a direct indication for you to stop and say, okay, did I just eat something and I had an allergic reaction to it? Or what did I just do that made that happen? Like, I have a friend of mine who takes acid reflux medication.
I was just going to go there. So thank you.
I said to him, why would you take acid reflux medication? Why don't you just stop eating what's causing it? But we are so emotionally attached to food, you know, bad food, that we can't disconnect our minds that this is hurting me. But we have been accustomed and have gotten so comfortable with the way westernized medicine is, and it gives you things in part. Okay. If you eat this, you don't feel this way. So I'm going to give you some medication to fix that, not understanding that all that works together as a whole. When I eat this fried chicken, it goes down my esophagus wrong and causes my digestion to go off, and now I'm feeling at a disease. I don't feel well. But we'll continuously eat that fried chicken because they told us that we take that medication, it's okay, instead of just not eating that fried chicken and finding something that we can eat that'll be good for our body.
Miss Ray, you have been absolutely brilliant. I'm sure if someone's taking notes, they took more, their hands are cramped up. I'm sure that there are people listening going, oh my goodness, I really need to do things differently. For those of you who may have joined us late, we're talking to Miss Ray, Rashonda Holt. She's the owner of Deep in the Roots Natural Hair Salon in Dallas, Texas. And this woman is brilliant. And she looks at the interplay between nutrition and healthy hair. And, you know, if you are challenged, she may be someone you want to begin to talk to. Because what she's telling us is our hair is a conversation in and of itself. It tells us what's going on internally. You just need someone who's able to read the signs, and she's able to read the signs. First of all, where can people find Deep in the Roots Natural Hair? What's the website? Where can they locate you?
My website is www.deepintheroots.com. That's DeepintheRoots.com. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and if you would like to call, the number is 972-227-7735, or you can email us at info@deepintheroots.com.
Perfect, perfect. Now, I know you have prepared a gift, a free gift, for all our listeners. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, comes a free consultation, and then that includes the selection of two of the hair products for them to try and test out.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Ms. Ray, thank you so much. Knowledge is power, and, you know, I'm blessed to be surrounded by extremely knowledgeable people, and I've learned that if they're willing to pour into me to be that receiving cup,
yes,
and get filled right up with new info.
Thank you for what you are doing, and you're helping and saving so many people's lives. So I know that everybody is so grateful for you taking out your time and your energy, because you could be doing something else. But thank you for your passion and the love that you have for health and wellness.
You are so welcome. We have been speaking with Rashonda Holt, Ms. Ray, owner of Deep in the Roots Natural Hair Salon.